Hello, this is Liv McCreary. Hello, this is Liv McCreary. Welcome back to the Chronicles of Mad Lab Assistant, A Darker Pygmalion. Last time, in the prologue, Edward Gore was traveling the train from Boston to Arkham, Massachusetts, to attend his final year at Miskatonic University. In the prologue, he wrote a letter to his mother, telling her about his journey to school, and a little bit about what he expects during the upcoming semester. Chapter 1. Whilst the semester had already started, registration was the only thing that had happened for the new and returning students of Miskatonic University. Classes had yet to resume, and most students were still settling into their various lodgings. Edward Gore was one of the fortunate few to have secured off-campus housing at a boarding house on Pickman Street. A lean young man of 21, he wore his dark brown hair slicked back. His intense brown eyes were set beneath straight brows, and he sported a thin pencil mustache that rarely lifted in a smile. He was just one of many seniors at Miskatonic, a face easily lost in the crowd. He hoped that his academic achievements would set him apart. He had posted the letter to his mother the day before, after arriving from Boston, but amidst the chaos of settling in, he had honestly forgotten about it. A letter was delivered to the boarding house a week later. Edward found it waiting on his desk when he returned from purchasing his textbooks. Opening it, he saw his pen in his mother's elegant hand. September 4th, 1929. My dearest son, thank you for your recent letter. It was a comfort to be kept apprised of your activities as a college senior. Whilst I understand your desire for independence in renting lodgings off campus, I still wish you had chosen to remain in the senior housing provided. It was paid for by your father as part of your fees, and I agree with him that not using the accommodation is a waste of his hard-earned money. Still, I am pleased your schooling is progressing well. I look forward to seeing you during our Christmas festivities. Please give your father's job offer the consideration it deserves. Though I realize you wish to show the world your independence, you must remember that securing employment is often far more difficult than one expects. Having an established position at a reputable company is always a prudent first step. We can discuss the pros and cons of working at the plant after you graduate during your visit. Speaking of employment, the rumors surrounding your position at the morgue fill me with unease. I implore you to resign from it and focus on your internship and remaining classes. I know this would mean moving back onto campus, but would that be such a hardship? Please consider this, as it would greatly ease my mind. I only wish to keep you safe. And with you living in Arkham, all I can do is suggest what I believe is the safest course. Write when you can. Nothing lightens my day more than hearing from my beloved son. Please stay safe, your loving mother. Edward folded the letter and placed it in his envelope. He put it with the others he had received from his family in a box tucked into the wardrobe. The dark wooden wardrobe, massive rest of the furniture in his rented room. A bookcase held tomes for his classes and some borrowed from the Miskatonic University Library. A red and white patchwork quilt on the twin bed lent a welcome splash of color to the otherwise drab room. It wasn't much, but the cost was reasonable. He turned off the electric light as he left the room to join the other guests for dinner. The meatloaf and mashed potatoes smothered in savory gravy was a welcome meal after a long day. The steamed fresh peas added a touch of green, and the meal was finished off with bread pudding served with custard. Not all the boarders were present, but enough to create a pleasant hum of conversation around the long, polished table. Edward said little, but enjoyed listening to what the others had to say. When the last scrap of pudding was devoured and the final drop of coffee swallowed, the scraping of chairs on the floor signaled it was time to leave the table to their landlady. Edward wiped his mouth with his linen napkin and headed upstairs to look over his new books. Behind him, he could hear the wireless humming to life, but he was not in the mood to socialize. A long day awaited him.